This is Akashvani, the news read by Anucha Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the festive season is also a time to reaffirm the mantra of Swadeshi. After laying the foundation stone and inaugurating development works at Dhar in Madhya Pradesh yesterday, Mr. Modi urged citizens to ensure that whatever they buy or sell is made in India. Recalling Mahatma Gandhi's use of Swadeshi as a tool for independence, he said that it must now become the foundation of a developed India.
ये समय त्योहारों का समय है और इस समय आपको स्वदेशी का मंत्र भी लगातार दोहराना है अपने जीवन में उतारना है मेरी आप सबसे करबद्ध प्रार्थना है 140 करोड़ देशवासियों से मेरी प्रार्थना है आप जो भी खरीदें वो देश में ही बना होना चाहिए महात्मा गांधी ने स्वदेशी को आजादी का माध्यम बनाया था अब हमें स्वदेशी को विकसित भारत की नींव बनाना है
मिस्टर मोदी हाइलाइटेड दैट व्हेन एसेंशियल गुड्स आर मैन्युफैक्चर्ड डोमेस्टिकली दे जनरेट एम्प्लॉयमेंट फॉर फेलो सिटीजन्स विथ रिड्यूस्ड जीएसटी रेट्स कमिंग इनटू इफेक्ट फ्रॉम 22nd ऑफ सितंबर Coinciding with the start of Navratri, he urged everyone to purchase Swadeshi products and benefit from the revised rates. Department of Posts and the Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited, BSNL, have signed an MOU in New Delhi to expand the mobile connectivity of BSNL across the country. The MOU signed yesterday aims to bridge the digital divide, empower rural households with mobile services, and advance the broader goals of Digital India for financial inclusion and socio-economic development. The agreement will make BSNL's telecom services more accessible and affordable, particularly for citizens in the remotest parts of the country. Under this, the Department of Posts will leverage its postal network of over 1,65,000 post offices for the sale of BSNL SIM cards in the country. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate the two-day national conference Manthan 2025 in New Delhi today. The conference is being organised by the Directorate General of Defence Estates on the central theme of the strategic roadmap to Viksit Bharat at 2047. It will focus on the evolving role of the Defence Estates Department in reimagining defence land management, leveraging advanced digital tools and technologies, and strengthening governance frameworks and sustainability. In Chhattisgarh, two Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district. An encounter took place yesterday after security forces received intelligence inputs about the presence of a large number of Maoists in the southwestern part of the district, following which a search operation was launched. So far, the bodies of two Maoists have been recovered from the site. Calling on Taliban in Afghanistan to allow girls to pursue education at all levels, the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund, UNICEF, has warned that the restrictions on girls' education have confined them to their homes and they are increasingly facing mental health problems, child marriage and early pregnancies. In a statement yesterday, UNICEF warned that over 2.2 million adolescent girls will be excluded from schooling by the end of 2025. The agency urged them to lift restrictions without delay and ensure that every girl gets access to education at all levels from primary school to higher education. In the United States, multiple law enforcement officers were injured in a shooting incident last evening in rural central Pennsylvania, with at least two rushed to the hospital. The two people are in serious condition, a Wellspan York Hospital spokesperson said in a statement. India's star javelin thrower and defending champion Neeraj Chopra has qualified for the World Athletics Championships 2025 final yesterday with his first attempt of 84.85 meters. Another Indian player, Sachin Yadav, also secured a place in 12 finalists with a best throw of 83.67 meters. In Asia T20 Cup cricket, Afghanistan will take on Sri Lanka in a crucial Group B match in Abu Dhabi, UAE today. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.